We are learning Masechtas Bava Metzia Daf Kufta Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning six lines from the top, the beginning of a line. Tanya Ida, Tanya Kavas said Rav Yehuda. We had over here a machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna. If someone takes a mashkin, a rechayim v'rechav, are they chayiv three lavin or two lavin? They definitely chayiv for two for rechayim v'rechav. And the shaila is if kinefeshu chayvel. Is another lav chayev on? It's going on shar dvarim. So according to one man the Yomar, it includes rechayim v'rechav also as well. While it's being marred by other things, it's marred by rechayim v'rechav. It's chayev lav on that. The other man the Yomar knows since that's for the shar dvarim, it doesn't go on rechayim v'rechav. So the Gemara says it like this: Tain kavas ed Rav Yehuda chaval zug shol svarim saparim. If someone took a mashkin, a scissors of a barber that warm shot. We'll talk about another pshat soon in a second. Chevel zug shesaparim, a hair cutting scissor, or vitzemet shalparis, a pier of paris, chayiv shtayim. You chayiv for two lavin. Zeb atzmai, vzeb atzmai, in a chayiv alachas. Only one of them, you only chayiv one. What does that mean? That a scissor is made out of two pieces. So you chayiv for each piece, like Rashi says. Misparim shall saparim, vehin shall prokim, vekol chad kliba apinavshe, v'oisin malacha bein shneim, kerechayim v'rechav. There are two kelim put together, that's how they cut the hair, yechayiv two. And what about paris? Yechayiv for two paris, charshus im tzamdon, yechayiv for two of them. Because that's called a kli oichel nefesh. The problem with that pshat is that it's not so posh, this is called oichel nefesh. The barber says is called oichel nefesh. And also a paris or ichel nefesh. So Tosfos Beitzem on Daf Kuf Yud Dalam Rav talks about this, and he says it's talking about a scissor for your ruckus. It's on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Tosfos. He says you go zug shel masparim, which means it's a scissor used for your ruckus. That's what it's used for, or to cut off the base hashchita. So it has to ichel nefesh, and. You have to know what the case of paras acharsh is also. Why is that called? So he says it's not a machresha. Zok Tosfos, it's not a machresha that you acharsh the karka. It's a machresha that's used to do dosh. It's a yoke that holds the two paras together to do dosh. So both these things are more echel nefesh. Others learn to answer Rashi is because any keli that gives you parnasa is also called echel nefesh. But in any case, what do we see from here? You see a chayiv. Two lavim and a chaval zug shos a chaval zug shos afarim. It was two pieces. The chayiv two, so it sounds like only two and not three, and that's why it's a riot to Rav Yehuda. V'tanya idach chaval zug shos afarim and semesh aparos yochel lechayiv la'achas minu lechayiv one tam alayv liyachav lechayim v'rechav marachayim v'rechav shem yichodim shnei kelim two kelim v'isem lach ma'achas does one malach of a chayiv v'zef ne'atzmei v'zef ne'atzmei chayiv one a one and the other one af kol dvarim shehein shnei kelim yichodim v'isem malach ma'achas. All things that are two kelim, you put them together and they make do one malacha. Even though they only do one malacha, chayiv is efne atzmi, chayiv each one by itself. So bring a riot to Rav Yehuda, they only chayiv two and not three. Now Rashi is bothered, why do we need both prices? So Rashi says that the reason why we need the second brisa, because in the first, in the you need both prices, he says. So he says, because the first brisa doesn't say anything about chayiv v'rechav. The second brisa says that we learn from Chaim v'Rechev, and so we see Chaim v'Rechev is the same like a zug shel saparim, which is only Chayiv two. That's why you need the second one. So Frank Rashi, why you need the first brisa for? So he said the first brisa you need because the second brisa doesn't say the word shtayim; it just says Chayiv hazef ne'asmei ve'atzma. It doesn't say the word shtayim. So the first brisa says shtayim; it's only two, and the second brisa compares Chaim v'Rechev to zug shel saparim, and therefore that between both brises together. That's why we know you only chayev two and not three. Tosfos takes issue with this Rashi's pshat. I in Tosfos v'Rav Tanya Yidach, but we're going to go right to for now. Ahu gavro the chaval sakina da shchafta mechavre. Someone took a mashkin, a sakin of a beis hamit v'chayim, which is a butcher's knife. They took that as a mashkin, something that you cut meat with. Also kamei da baya omalei zil ahadre. The havalei kli sha'oisim boy echel nefesh. So they came from Abai. This guy, he took this mashkin. He says, give it back because l'maisa, it's also take this mashkin. It's a kli echel nefesh. It's used for a butcher. Zila hadre, the havalei kli sha'oisim echel nefesh. But ton komadina law. And then come to Bezdin and we'll dan if the guy taka owes you money or not. We'll dan with edim, with shvuas. We'll see if the guy owes you money or not. That's what Abai said. Huh?
Was the
Hanrafi
was the money?
Yeah, the Hanrafi was money. He had a mashkin, but the Hanrafi had the money. Yeah, we'll see why. What's the gate? Because Rava says that here, even though it's a Hanrafi, he's going to be on the upper hand. Why? Because he has a mashkin in his hand. Rava Amar, even though we took it illegally. Rava Amar, lo yitzarach l'meikav v'dina lo. You don't have to go to din tayr on this. V'yach lito in akadei demeim. You could taina how much money do you think this knife is worth? Up to that amount of money, you're going to have the upper hand and have a taina. What's the reason? So Rashi says, the reason is because you can say, l'kuchi b'yadi. You could have said, I bought it. And therefore, you have a migu. You could have said, I bought it. It might say, you're masking it's a mashkin, and you're giving it back, but you want to be relieved that they owe you this amount of money. Break the mora, buy less than I svara, or buy doesn't hold the svara, that you have a migu, you could have said, l'kuchi b'yadi. Ma'ishtam, ma'hanu, izi, da'achli, choshlob na'adoi. There were certain izim that were going to other people's fields and eating chushla, which is peeled barley, soyim klufim. But also, Mari, then the owner had enough already. This is all his peeled barley. We're very hard on this. And other people's goats are coming and eating it up. But also, Mari, the chushla. So the owner of the soyim came with tavaslu and he grabbed the behemoth. We got ta'an tuva. And he was tining that the behemoth ate up $100 worth of barley. They could taina up to the value of these izim. So you see, from Avud Shmuel already, and we have to run a bayit to argue on that you do have a taina l'kuchi b'yadi. So the shaila is, what's pshat na'bayit taka that he holds here, tzarech l'mekim b'dina, why don't you have a migu akadei d'meim? The more answer is, hosom lav midi da'ovil la'ashuli la'gurihu. Hocham midi da'ovil la'ashuli la'gurihu. The answer is like this, that by izim, it's not the derech to lend out izim to someone. So if he has izim in his hand, so then it's a raya that he bought it. It's a raya that he bought it. Masha inkein by the sakin of a basin mit mechayim, that's not a normal thing to lend out. And therefore, it is the thing to forget, opposite way. That izim is nothing like that. This sakin is something that's normal to lend out. And therefore, he holds, there's no migo over here, because you could not take a tiny lekucha b'yadai. Because you're not going to be believed, because here, if you don't have a case that everyone knows that you bought it, you're not going to be believed lekucha b'yadai, because it's something, maybe you got it it was lent to you. Bishlam izim, there no one lends out izim, so therefore it's a good migo. But here, there's no good migo, that's what Rabbi holds. And the Barbies are right. There's a shalach rav hu'unu ba'oven, dvar ma'asuyin lahashuv lahaskir, v'om lekucha b'yadai, and enamav. Anything that's normal to lend out, and you tie on the not emon, because maybe you borrowed it. Pray the Gemara of a Rava Lestai Asvar. Rava holds that you do have a migu, you could have said, by the knife, by the butcher's knife, lekuche biyadi. So he doesn't hold it up. A Rava, apik zuga de sarbala, besafra da agarata, miyasmi, bedvarim asyum lahashu lahaskar. It says that the case where the bailim brought the Adam that it belongs to them, these things, and they're tining that they lent it to the father of this Yisraimim, and they said, yeah, you can take it back. And even if you can tine l'kucha b'yadai, we would say taninim for the Yisraimim. Yisraimim have these things, zugu de sarvala and sapra dagarata. This is either scissors that cuts off tzemer, or the svarim, it was body assignment, and a guy comes to tell the assignment, this is mine. So the assignment says, I don't know, it looks like, you know, we yashin this. So he tanis, yeah, I lent it to your father and it's mine. So if there would be a taina lekuche v'yadei, then we would taina that for the assignment. Since we don't, Teret says, by dvar ma'asuyim lahashav lahaskir, there's no taina lekuche v'yadei. So Rav himself holds like that. Rav was mapik, zugu zasav, and some yam, v'yamasu, dvar ma'asuyim lahashav lahaskir. Lahashav lahaskir. Amalacha Rav, Hainami, he holds that the butcher's knife, kiven the mifkuma, it could get nicked and get ruined. Kapti inchi veloy mushli. The knife of a butcher's knife also is not something you lend out, and therefore you will have a migu. You will have a migu to say lekuche biyadi. There's one shaila in the Gemara that's not like here. It's the Gemara of Avasra that said over here that the izi that we eat in the chushla, he grabbed the izi and he had a migu, he couldn't sell a kucha biyadi. Even though it's something called goydris, that behemoths that can walk by themselves, there's no chazaka. So you have to know if these izim were the derech to walk in someone else's field. and without the owner around. So al kaponim, you have to look at the Marav Basra that asks from this case. But al kaponim, in any case, we are coming out that from this whole sugi, the inala take a mashkin dvarim shvaichel nefesh, and as a plug Rav and Abaya, by the case of sakina d'ashchafta, if you have a migu, but it's clear in the Gemara, there's something that's not derech lahashkel, not derech to lend out, then taka, you have a migu l'kuch v'yadah, l'kuli yama. And something that is derech lend out, l'kuli yama would not have a migu l'kuch v'yadah. The machlokes is, had a look at a butcher's knife. Ad kan, the perek hadun aloch, perek hamakabel, b'li nedah.